Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Due to the recent pandemic, home crafting has literally exploded. And we're going to learn today about an incredible new product that will make home crafting fun and easy. Today on Future Home.
Tom's guest is Lauren Gomez from MakerX.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here and chat with you guys about MakerX. I've been thinking a lot about what a perfect time for these tools to come out because everyone's at home, and especially as we get towards Christmas and Halloween and Thanksgiving, there's no concerts, people aren't going to church or not seeing Christmas plays. Like, everyone is going to spend a lot more time at home, and there's plenty more time for crafting and doing stuff at home that you usually don't have any free time during the holidays to do. So it's a perfect time to talk about these tools because people are actually going to have time to use them.
Works is up to so much stuff. They've got, you know, they started out, I know them from lawn and garden. Now they're doing power tools, lifestyle products now. The innovation that's coming out of the engineering team at Works is just amazing. What we're going to talk about today is your newest and exciting product launch, which is called MakerX.
MakerX is a line of go anywhere crafting tools. So it is all designed around the idea of this hub, and the hub is powered by our 20 volt PowerShare battery. And so that is actually the same battery, as you mentioned, Tom, that powers our yard tools, our power tools. So you can take a battery from a grass trimmer, put it in a blower, put it in a hedge trimmer, put it in a mower. Then you can put it in a drill, saw, all kinds of things. And we've had that, like you said, Works has had those for several years. But now we are taking it into a whole new territory, into the maker world, into the crafting world, totally new tools. And so this hub works off a 20 volt battery. And these tools connect to it. The tools are an angle grinder, an airbrush, a rotary tool, a wood and metal crafter. You don't have to be by the wall. You don't have to be in a, you know, room with power. You can work outdoors because you have this hub that's powered by the 20 volt battery.
When you look at the pictures, they're really very ergonomic. Because I have a Dremel tool. So I'm using my Dremel tool all the time for all little, you know, touch-up projects or things I've got going on. How is MakerX different from an ordinary Dremel tool?
You know, when you are doing really small, intricate things with tools, your hand just cannot take a big, bulky tool with extra weight. It's just really difficult to do what you need to do. You know, when you think about like a doctor or a surgeon performing really intricate tasks, you know, they don't have big bulky tools. They have really small tools. So the tools in the MakerX platform are very small and really, really easy to manipulate with your hands, and which makes them really great for women and even for kids. You know, kids are definitely at a certain age going to be super easy for them to use these tools. So that definitely stands out as a big difference between the MakerX line and then some of the other rotary tools and crafting tools that are already on the market that are, you know, bigger and clunkier and just not quite as easy to manipulate.
You can get much more precision in your crafting, whether it's
precision. Exactly.
Is this for, you know, the expert maker crafter, or is it for the amateur or novice, or kind of where are you guys positioning these tools or targeting?
Well, Tom, I would say all of the above. Certainly the expert is going to love, as you mentioned, the precision, but also the power. As I mentioned, it is powered by that 20 volt battery. So plenty of power there for whatever they're looking for. But then also really easy to use, simple designs, so that someone who's just picking up a craft for the first time, like during quarantine, and hasn't had the time to start crafting, or they're just coming of age where they're, you know, interested and old enough to start using something like that. They're simple and easy to use. Would be great for a beginner, but then the professional or the someone who has an Etsy shop would also really appreciate the quality and the craftsmanship of these tools as well.
Let's talk about that for a second, because there are so many different accessories that people can use with the Maker Axe. So let's talk about some of the different accessories.
You've got endless options, right? So we have combo kits, we have different like variations of the combo kits. And so you can go on the Works website. They're going to be available at Lowe's, of course, on Amazon, Menards, lots of different places. And there's different variations of the kits. So if you, you know that you do a lot of whole painting projects, then maybe you want to kind of base your kit around the airbrush, and you want to make sure you find a kit with the airbrush and then maybe, you know, something else with it. What makes it cool is that you can mix and match. So the hub, as I mentioned, is what powers everything. So once you have your hub, then you can mix and match the different tools available for what you think you would need for your project. You might just start adding on, maybe start with a couple and then start adding on, but you can really tailor it to how you like to craft.
So that's great. So once you have the hub, which is like the power source,
yes,
you don't have to go back and buy the power source, you know, over and over, new batteries. You just buy the little working tool ends, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you just need one hub and you really just need one battery. You know, of course, if you already have some Works tools, you might already have some Works batteries, which is great because you can just pop those in when you need an extra one. But once you get set up with the hub, if you buy a kit that has a hub, then you can add on to your kit. You know, maybe you start with one and then you see how you like it and then you can add on after that. So it's really flexible. You can start in at a smaller price point, and then, you know, once you fall in love, then you can start adding to your collection, you know, as you go.
You mentioned the airbrush, but what are some of the other tools that people can use with the Maker Axe?
The heat pen, which has so many uses that I keep finding out new ones myself, like bending metal, bending plastic, drying things. I mean, crafting or just little projects around the house.
Okay, here are the tools, but what we really want to know is what we can make with all these tools. And literally, as I was looking through the information, I don't know if we have enough time in this podcast to list everything you can do. So why don't you just pick a few of the top ones? You mentioned painting, but what are some of the crafts that someone can do if they buy the Maker Axe?
You know, the sky's the limit. And it's amazing to see what some people, when they hear about the tools, what they think of are totally out of, you know, stuff we've even thought of. Any kind of wood burning. So if you're making anything personalized, etching, engraving, things like that, just to make like Christmas ornaments or personalizing things that you have. A lot like with the heat pen, you can bend stuff. So you can do things from like sculptures, or if you're like piecing together things for like a mixed media art project, you can do things like for Halloween, like make costumes, especially like with the airbrush. There's so many different kinds of cool ink now that they make for airbrushes. There's all kinds of things people can do, you know, in terms of like just creating fine art or just creating crafts for decor, hobbyists, people who make models. I haven't used the airbrush tool yet for makeup, but I'm really excited to try it because we heard the other day an influencer actually used the airbrush for makeup and she said it was fabulous. And when you think about it, it makes sense because who knows how to make an airbrush better, a makeup company or a tool company. So I think that is a really fun one. That is an application for some of these tools also. I know one of our coworkers was talking about doing some embossing for creating greeting cards. And so paper crafting is getting really, really big and really popular. So that is another one. So yeah, definitely, Tom, sky's the limit.
The rotary tool, or some people know it as a Dremel tool. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the uses for that, there's thousands of uses, whether it's grinding, cutting, filing, all kinds of different things you can use that for. I use it for it all the time.
How easy is it to use? Only because, you know, there's going to be people listening going, okay, I hear it, I understand, I'm not so crafty, but is it going to be easy? So, in other words, is there a learning curve or is it pretty simple?
really simple to use. As we mentioned, the tools are really ergonomic. They're very small as far as holding them in your hand. They're not overly complicated by any means. So, I mean, I would say, you know, if you're creating fine art or you're doing precision work, you know, you want to try it out before you start to engrave something that you just have one of. Certainly, there is not a steep learning curve. And you know, with any artist or maker or crafter, that's half the fun, right, of creating your art is playing around. It's sometimes what you play around with is what you love the most.
What I think is really cool that you guys are doing is you're creating a community. Well, I think it's called Maker X Nation, where people can come in and share ideas or tips or projects that they've done. So you're really trying to build on that creative juices that are running through the whole group of owners.
Definitely reaching out to our fans and our customers. And we really want people to share what they're making with the tools because it's so fun. For one, we love to look at them, of course. And also, you know, really looking at someone else's stuff can really inspire you to go a whole new direction or just see what they can use. Like, oh, I didn't know you could use an airbrush to do that. Or I had no idea an angle grinder would cut that. Like that, you know, that is really helpful.
This is that tool that can really get you real close to it and you know, and shape a door frame, do things with it.
I would say that's where our heritage is, comes into play. Like we're a power tool company. I mean, we make tools that are made to work and we have a history of making high quality tools that our customers love and they use for years and years. So I think we held on to that as we kind of went in a new direction for new customers, but we didn't let go of that quality and that durability.
You know, when you get about the battery, you said it's a 20 volt battery. You know, some people may not know what that means. So tell us a little bit about the power that's going to come out of a 20 volt battery. How long can you run the tools and some of the information about the performance that you're going to get out of that?
A 20 volt battery is a really strong battery. So that's the same battery that powers, like, for example, our grass trimmer. And so you can work in your yard with a grass trimmer for plenty of time on a 20 volt battery. So imagine that same power that spins the head of a grass trimmer is in your small crafting tool. So yes, you're going to have plenty of power. Tools that do have heat attached to them, like the heat pin, do use the battery a little bit more. But you know, at that point, the tool is probably going to get hot and you're not going to want to use it for an extended amount at any time. I think it's about 10 minutes for the heat pin. But yes, plenty of power. And what's great is if you do plan, you know, if you are a full-time artist or make, you know, have an Etsy shop full-time and you're cranking out crafts all day, every day. The great thing is you can have unlimited power. You can buy replacement batteries that are very affordable and you can just have one in the charger ready to go. So when your battery runs out, you just pop another one on. We do offer, so the battery that comes with it is a 1.5 amp hour battery. And we also offer 2 and 4 amp hour batteries available on our website and other places like Amazon to even increase that runtime even more. But it really depends on your, you know, the material you're using, the project you have, how you're using it, the speed, things like that for exact runtime.
I know I own several Works products myself, and which have batteries already. So I can just use that same battery.
Take it out of your outdoor shed and bring it into your craft room, or, you know, just take it outside. The beauty of the battery is that you don't need to be attached to the outlet.
And that's PowerShare, right? Is that the PowerShare concept?
Yep, that's our PowerShare concept, which means you can share the power among many, many tools. So grass trimmers, hedge trimmers, blowers, mowers, flashlights, even a car vac, drills, saws, same battery, lots of different tools.
So when is it coming to be available?
The Maker X products will be at Lowe's stores in October and also on works.com, amazon.com in late October. So just in time for that holiday season, which is actually the biggest craft season. Fourth quarter is really, really when people are crafting the most. And especially this year when people don't have anything else to do, they've got a lot of extra time and maybe there's like a craft project they wanted to do last year and they were too busy because of stuff going on. Well, this year they have no excuse. So people, we've definitely seen an interest in crafting for sure. And people, you know, looking up how-tos and craft projects and things like that.
I think the one thing that I'm looking at is as we get closer to the holiday with everything that happened with COVID and quarantine, we're not going to be seeing those large holiday parties the way we used to. You know, I feel like they're going to be more intimate where, you know, the tablescapes and the decorations are just going to be that much more because people are going to be paying such attention to detail. And I feel like the Maker X could be a big part of that.
Yeah, Meg, you're exactly right. You know, people are really into personalization. And if you usually have a 100-person Christmas party and this year, you know, you can't really do it safely. So you're just going to have maybe just 10 people. Well, you're going to make that 10-person party the best you've ever seen. And as I'd kind of alluded to before, these tools really just help you level up your craft. So just add more personalization, just more intricate details you can do, especially with tablescapes. With place cards, with, you know, door decorations, things like that. I always laugh about kids' birthday parties. Like 30 years ago, you could just go to McDonald's and have a party there, and that's a great birthday party. Now you have to have photo props and like expansive tablescapes and vignettes where kids can pose in front of, and, you know, all kinds of crafts for the kids to do during the party. I mean, everything with social media and Pinterest, and, you know, people have a camera with them at all times. Things are really different. Everyone's looking to kind of elevate their game, and, you know, a lot of people want to put it on social media. And so these tools really play into that, that, you know, take a regular dinner party and you can really level it up and personalize place cards and personalize, create napkin rings out of wire that you had, and the heat pin, you know, things like that.
Looking at the tool itself, you can tell, you can take the one, say you're using the airbrush, right? And all you have to do is pull the airbrush out and you can put the angle grinder in, or you can put the rotary tool in, or the heat gun in. It's not like it takes a rocket scientist to, you know, switch out these tools. It's literally in 5 seconds. So there's no delay in moving on with your projects either.
Exactly. And another point of that is you're not storing all these tools and their power cords with each one. So they are a lot, you know, more compact to store up and put away.
I think the one thing I also saw with the Maker X is that the discs for like the angle grinder and such are interchangeable. We've got like an adapter, so they're interchangeable with other ones that are on the market for similar tools.
We make it easy. You can just go to the hardware store and get the piece that you need. You don't have to special order. You know, we can always help you at works.com, of course, but if you need something that day or in the middle of a project, you can just go to the hardware store and find one that fits.
So they're universal accessories that work on any tool.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
What made Works take a step in the lifestyle, you know, in the lifestyle area? I mean, going from the, you know, lawn and garden to the power tools to now something more along the lines of crafting. Can we expect to see more from Works down the road for this?
Yeah, I think if you kind of look at our products that we've put out over the past few years, you know, we've kind of been heading in that direction. We launched a cube vac earlier this year that was really, really well received. We fortunately, or unfortunately, we've been selling out of it every time we get a new shipment in, and it is really, really well reviewed. We also launched something this summer that I know a lot of our diehard fans have been asking for years, and that was a battery-powered fan. So a couple items like that that you don't typically think of when you think of tools have been really popular, you know, kind of turned into fan favorites. And so this is, I think, just a natural extension of the brand. You know, we're taking our tool expertise and just heading it or just directing it towards just a smaller subset of people who already know and love our products.
Something else that was really popular that you guys came out with was that LED light too.
You know, that's a great like application that actually goes with the Maker X tools. You know, if you need a little extra light for your project, we have some lights that run on that same 20-volt battery and have fabulous runtime. They can run for hours. So help with a little extra light, you know, you need in your project, or daylight savings is coming, and, you know, kind of help light up your house, or if you don't work outside a little longer. Some of those lights, we have several of them, are really, really great.
So Lauren, you guys have had, you know, some great success early on with, you know, trying out the product with a lot of makers across the internet and across different social platforms. What's the feedback that you've been getting from them? Is there like a level of excitement about one tool over another, or, you know, what do you think that they're most looking forward to?
So we have had a lot of fun putting these tools in the hands of artists, professional makers, professional crafters, and their excitement has been contagious. Let me tell you, we've already seen some really, really cool crafts, some stuff for holiday, some stuff that we at Works didn't even think that people would do with the tools, which is always, you know, the funnest thing about it. So we have a lot coming in the pipeline from a lot of bloggers and Instagrammers and people who, you know, create art for a living. And those will all be on our website, works.com, and also makerxnation.com. We'll have just an awesome gallery of all those, and we cannot wait to share them with everyone.
There's been some research that shows that crafting has a really positive effect on your mental attitude while you're in quarantine.
Yeah, Tom, I think I read the same article. I think that is absolutely true. I think it gives people a purpose. And, you know, sometimes when you feel stuck and you know, you're having trouble, you know, getting things finished, or you're kind of left at loose ends, when you can do something like baking cookies or creating a craft and doing a yep. small project around your house, you know, actually being able to finish something from start to end and then, you know, have a tangible result of what you did is really, really satisfying and really good for you psychologically. And that is something, you know, I think everybody needs right now.
I think even especially with having kids at home too, right? Coming up with some fun crafts so that the kids aren't going stir crazy around the house.
It's just going to get crazier as Christmas approaches. And, you know, it's not like your kids are home on Christmas break after being in school. A lot of kids are home after being home in school. And so the boredom is going to be even greater. So I think having a plan of a couple crafts to do with kids during Christmas and during quarantine is a really good plan for any parent who wants to survive the season.
Hey, did you enjoy this episode? Because if you did, you'll want to check out the other Future Home episodes. You'll find them on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and many, many more.